Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to I Jive Urban Rich Radio.
I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are here this Labor Day weekend at a special day and a special time. We're so excited. We have a special guest in the building all the way from California, y'all. We took it to the West Coast here. We have producer, singer, songwriter, Kaytus in the building. Kaytus Spriggs will be with us. He will be with us around 6 o'clock, y'all, so it's going to be exciting today. Just to let you know, we are the hottest show on the planet, iJive Urban Rich Radio. You can call in at 1-323-580-5749, and if you press 1, that lets me know that you will like to speak to me or the guest that we have today, which is Kaytus, or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/iJive Urban Rich Radio. And then you can check us out at iTunes, download the podcast to iJive Urban Rich Radio. And guys, it is free. This is free to download in iTunes. So you can find us anywhere. We do have a blog site you can go to with our link. And it's updated. It's hot right now, so go check it out. iJiveUrbanRichRadio.blogspot.com. And I have a personal site, which is NikkiRich.webs.com. And you can check that out. And if you would like to be a part of the iJive experience, you can email me, NikkiRich79@gmail.com. And if you email me, then that let me know that you would like to be a part of iJive. You can send your music, a bio, and also you can send your music MP3. Make sure it's MP3 and along with 2 pictures, because we always looking for professionalism here. We want to get to know you personally. And we also have a submission process because we're not just taking any kind of music. We have a submission, you know, and it's very important because we think about quality here. It's all about quality. And we support our indie artists. So we're here for you guys, everybody that has a vision that's succeeding right now. That's what iJive Urban Rich Radio is all about. And right now, we're going to break it down and get to some more music. Before we get what our guest says, at 6 o'clock, we're excited. Kaytus Spriggs will be in the building, y'all. So here we go. We're going to check this out. We have Dave Hollister, Forever.
Oh. God has blessed me with everything and then some. remember people said it wouldn't be no. But with my tux on and your beautiful gown, we'll make a history. Yo. Baby, I'll
All right, all right. Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. You are just listening to Black Street. I love some Black Street. I had to take it back, y'all. I had to take it back. Don't Leave. That is my song. I love it. Right now, we still taking it back. We got that Subway, this little game. Check it out.
About you every day, got me feeling kind of freaky, girl. Why you wanna leave me that way?
Boy, I don't wanna leave you, so I'll stay for a little while. But we play by my rules, 'cause me and little game we play. You go high
y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in to the divine Nikki Rich live on iJive Urban Rich Radio, the hottest radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina. And she's definitely
all right. Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. You are just listening to Subway, this little game we play. I love that song. It takes me back. I used to love to play that in college. It was crazy. It was crazy. But just to let you know that we are on air Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And our guest is coming up. We have a special guest in the building. It will be Mr. Cadus Briggs. So if you would like to speak to him, call in at 1-323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak to him or myself, Miss Nikki Rich, the host of iJive Urban Rich Radio. And right now we've been doing a lot with our indie artists on the radio. I mean, we're getting some hot music in right now, and we're excited about it. We're going to take it to that VA, D.C. area, and we have Joe Quinn at Deeper. This is Deeper, y'all. Check it out.
Up my back and messing up sheets. When you do them freaky things that I like, then it make me wanna give you everything that you need. Get you where you wanna be. Love it when you come and get on top of me. Let me flip that stroke, I'ma ride that boat. You be screaming when I'm freaking you like dope to see. And it's alright, we ain't stopping till the daylight break. Then we back again. I'm beat. Reminiscing of an 808, like I'm banging on the track again. Can we smooth things out for a minute? When I'm in it, I'll be feeling like nothing could ever come between us.
you've been alone. You've been afraid. I've been a fool in so many ways, but I would change my life if you thought you might try to love me. So please give me another chance. Things I've done, 'cause I'll give you my heart if you would let me start all over again.
The Queen City's original hip-hop show. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On Time Warner Cable. On 1083. Featuring the hottest music video countdown. And independent artists from Carolina, D.C. and beyond.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Ranch Radio. We are the hottest radio station on the planet. And we are waiting on our guests to come through, y'all. Mr. Cadence. We'll be here. We're excited about it. But right now, we want to go to the phone lines. They're jumping. So we want to go and see who's on the line. 317 number.
What up, what up, what up? Aaron Davis, how you doing? Nikki Rich.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Aaron Davis from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hi, Aaron.
How you doing, Miss Nikki? Long time no speak.
I know, I know. So tell everybody about you and what you have going on.
Oh, my goodness. It's a long list. I'll take a deep breath. We got Davis Management Corporation. We also have VSNS Radio Network. We also have Royal Tech Clothing Line. A lot of things going on. Just, you know, a small guy doing big things, you know?
That's awesome, awesome. You have a clothing line. Tell us a little bit about your clothing line. That's amazing.
Pretty spectacular. We focus on really high-end executive suits right now. Have a women's line coming out as well in the fall. And also we have a kids line coming out in the summer of 2012. So we're a little busy, real focused. Had a photo shoot today. Shout out to Mr. Gatsby. Shout out to everybody that stayed true. Royal Thread. And, you know, just really stay busy, Nikki. You know, I'll try to be like you. I mean, you work harder than anybody else I know.
Well, thank you. I support you here. So, you know, we would love to see your clothing line. And you know, hopefully I get me something part. I know you say you're doing a women's line, so hopefully I get a shirt or something.
Oh, look, you know we got you, girl. We get you a shirt, we get you a dress, whatever you want. You got it. You ain't even got to ask. It is on the way.
Awesome. And so you're a manager?
I am. I actually manage another network called BSNS, Believe, Strive, and Succeed. It's on Wednesday night. It's a great network. These two young ladies at Miss Sunshine and China Doll, very, very focused. They focus on independent hip-hop and music, independent entertainers, basically spreading positivity throughout the whole southern region, moving up to the East Coast, taking care of the West Coast as well. So we're definitely moving forward. And just trying to catch these stars and let individuals know about staying positive in this entertainment industry and really getting their brand out to be successful as possible. So that's what we do.
Well, I commend you on that. We actually have had those ladies, Miss Sunshine, Miss China of BSNS Radio, on, and we was able to interview them, and it was a great show. It was a great show. They are a good group of girls. And we've been networking and everything. And so major shout out to Sunshine and China, doing major things in different areas. They're doing it together. So major shout out to them.
Yeah, those are my girls. They work hard. They work harder than the average bear, I promise you.
Exactly. Well, we're excited about Cadence coming on. Do you know Cadence, by the way?
Oh, I've been a fan of Cadence since I was 10 years old. I mean, we're both from Boston, both grew up together. His music is amazing. I'm definitely taking over the music industry with a tremendous form. Good style. I mean, good music. You know, you can't really beat that because the music speaks for itself. So I look forward to hearing him come on the show, look forward to hearing some more music, and just looking forward to seeing how the career really takes blossom.
Well, we're excited to have Cadence on the show, and we will be, you know, talking about his upcoming projects and what he has going on.
That is true. I look forward to hearing some of the more music. I mean, it's going to be, from what I've heard so far and thus far, nothing but good reviews.
Exactly. We're trying over here. It's going. We're maintaining, so we're glad we've been meeting so many people, a lot of artists, a lot of models, actors, actresses, and film productions have been just really reaching out to us, and it's amazing. So I was like, wow, we're truly blessed to have those people reach out to us and say, well, we want to come on your show. It's amazing. God is good. He's opening up doors. I feel that no man, and I know that no man can close. And, I mean, I couldn't do it without him because just imagine this is an internet show that starting from the ground up and since day one, we have had the Rockaware models on and so many prestigious people that's been on the show along with our indie artists that are the hottest indie artists. It's just been amazing. And since day one, April 5th, we've been hitting the door running, and it's been crazy.
I see. So what's the next big thing for you, Nikki? What do you got in the pipeline? What do you got coming up here in the near future?
In the near future, where we're still planning, just really just to take it to another level. You know, got some things up my sleeve, but we try and take it to another level. You try to stay above water, you know?
I agree.
And
well,
you
if
gotta
I ever
do it.
If I do end up down in your neck of the woods, I definitely gotta look you up. We gotta, you know, do something, do an event down there in the Carolinas.
Exactly. We got to. Yes, sir. But right now, we want to get back into our show. Our special guest is in the building, so you just stay on hold and just stay tuned. All right?
I sure will.
Will you let everybody know how they can contact you and give out your contact and your booking information as well?
I sure will. Contacting me is real simple. My email is Amal, that's amal.Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, @gmail.com. That's for all booking information, anything you need to know. Also, the clothing line is royalthread @gmail.com, and most easily accessible on Twitter at Aaron Lorenzo. So thank you once again, Nikki. I greatly appreciate it. Continue with all your show with great success, and we'll talk to you in the future.
All right. Just stay tuned to our special guest, Kadis, in the building. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Major shout out to BSNS Radio. All right, we're getting into our show, y'all. It's about to go down. Okay, here we go.
My life, I've been told that I will always be the same. That I'll never fucking change. That you didn't understand why I was so cold. When you get told so many times that your whole life is fucking worthless, you ain't worth shit. You should never been born. And you try to block it. Sooner or later, you feel it. It seems the body in it breaks the heart till eventually it gets to the spirit and it kills itself. But now you know. So when it happens to you, don't say I didn't tell you so. But I defy the odds to prove the wrong. Went from bottom to the top. That's why I write these songs to show that no matter what. But I will never stop, even under the pressures of the snow, I will always grow. Never yet will I be told that I am fucking worthless. Don't be mad cause I don't have a tag cause I am priceless. Only 20 years old and I'm never proof that you can't always listen to what you've been told.
Myself or the guest, you can call in at 1-320-580-5749. And if you press 1, that lets us know you would like to talk to the guest. And you can also log on to blogtalkradio.com/ iJive Urban Rich Radio. And if not that, you can download our podcast and search us on iTunes at iJive Urban Rich Radio. And it is free, doesn't cost a thing, y'all. It's free. And we also have a link on our blog spot at www.ijazzurbanrichradio.blogspot.com. All right. Before we get to our guest, I want to tell you a little bit about him. Kadus is an artist whose innovative sound embodies the raw energy to turn the page in the book of music. He's a singer, a singer-songwriter, producer, an entrepreneur. Kadus has proven that his musical talent is authentic, not a gimmick. With his aspirations of performing as a solo artist since he was a kid, experimenting with clever flows of over hip-hop beats, this Boston native devised a plan that included an unconventional path to achieve his dream. A true visionary with a business-savvy swag, Kadus embedded his musical roots in a foundation of musical production and entrepreneurship. And we welcome today to iJazz Urban Rich Radio, Mr. Kadus Briggs. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. It's great over here at iJazz.
Awesome. That's good.
We're so glad to have you. I know you've been busy. So, I mean, and yesterday we had inclement weather. We're so glad to have you on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. I've been, you know, checking you out. I've been hearing about good, great things that you've been doing. And you're amazing. You're a songwriter, a singer, a producer. You're doing everything.
Just trying, just working hard.
And that's how you got to be in the industry now. You can't just do one thing. You got to do multiple things just to make it. You know, you got the artist trying to dance, to sing, to produce. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's fun. So the journey is good, and it's a blessing that, you know, I can create and make music for a living. And, you know, just continue to do what I love to do. So it's a blessing.
Well, you doing something right, I tell you that.
Thank you.
So tell everybody where you're from and where you are located right now.
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm a big Red Sox, Celtics, Patriots, Bruins fan. Grew up in Boston, Mattapan, Mass., and now I reside in Los Angeles, California, Hollywood, and been out here for about two and a half years.
Mhm.
And it's been great. My production partner and I, Sean, we run a production company called Rise Music Entertainment.
Okay.
And you know, it's just great. That's what we do full time. And you know, so that's where I'm from and where I'm at right now.
So how do you like it in L.A.? I mean, is it totally different? I know it's totally different from where you're coming from. Which one do you prefer better?
It depends on what you're looking for. If you're a college student and you're looking to get a great education, I would definitely say Boston has all the, you know, the best schools, Harvard, MIT, Berkeley, DC, BU, blah, on and on and on, has all the best schools and you know, the best colleges in the world there. But for just overall living, I love L.A. I love the weather. It's not humid. It's got good weather year-round. And, you know, it's open, the big highways. You got the mountains. You got the beaches. You can get the snow and the beach on the same day, you know, ski in, go swimming, all on the same day here in Los Angeles. So this is where I'm probably reside for the rest of my life, and, you know, I love it out here.
That's amazing. I know you talk about your business partner, Sean. How has it been since y'all have partnered up together? You know, I know we have our individual projects that we might work on, but it's always, I know it's always better when you have another person. What is the difference in having a business partner? How has it been?
Well, having a business partner, you know, every situation comes with its ups and downs. You know, on one end, he's a creative person and I'm a creative person, so he may have a vision and then I may have a different vision, and, you know, trying to meet in the middle, sometimes, you know, you bump heads. But then when there are things that both of us are like, yo, we both have a vision and it's the same vision, then it works tremendously. I mean, overall, at the end of the day, to me, having my production partner there with me since we, you know, started our company has been more of a blessing than it has been, you know, the opposite. So dealing with another person, you always got to find how to balance the relationship and the give and take of what you want versus what they want. It's a great experience when you have two people that are going for the same goal. I mean, it's been long enough now that we understand each other and know how to stay out of each other's way when it's necessary. You know, so it's good. So working with a partner is a learning experience, just like any other relationship.
Well, I know since y'all have been together, y'all have been making moves. I know you work with Audio Push. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, Audio Push. We moved out to L.A. in 2009, and I discovered Audio Push on MySpace, actually. Being from Boston and coming to Cali, it was almost like a culture shock. So the style and the dress and the dancing and, you know, just how what everybody was wearing out here was just like a whole new, like, thing to me. So when I seen these guys, I'm like, wow, what is this? You know, what's this new music? And as a producer, you get stuck in a studio so much that a lot of times you don't get to really hear what's going on everywhere else because you're so busy just working. And then when I got wind of this new sound, this new style that these guys were doing, I just knew from that moment that these, you know, two guys who were at the time, they were called The Push, I just knew that they were stars, and met up with them, drove out about an hour and a half to go see them perform out in the IE, which is the Inland Empire where they're from. And ever since that day we met, 3 months later, we had a production deal with Interscope. They had the Teach Me How to Jerk record that ended up in 2010 getting Dance Record of the Year. You know, and then getting their likeness put in Dance Central on Xbox 360, you know, and then we had the follow single Up and Down, and it's right now we're getting ready to work on, you know, the next project now. So it was a good experience with the guys. I mean, they're super talented, Price and Octane.
That's amazing right there. I commend you. And you still working, getting it in. So what are you working on right now at this moment?
Right now, just 2 days ago, we were in a studio with Trey Songz, his personal A&R and production partner, Troy Taylor, and picked a bunch of songs that he's going to play that we produced. One of the songs I wrote and produced, and when I say I wrote and produced, I'm also talking about me and Sean collectively as producers. So we're working on the Trey Songz project. We're working on the Diggy project, Diggy Smith project. We have a couple singles coming out. We got this kid, Luke James. He signed to Def Jam under Danger Hands.
Okay.
Danger Hands did all of Justin Timberlake's records, big record called I Want You. I'm working on my project, my personal project. And we just moved into our new studio 2 days ago and, you know, just getting up and running. So there's a lot of work that's going on, you know, from major artists to artists that you haven't heard of before, just working, making it happen.
Well, that's all right right there, Cadis. You're doing it big. That's why we have this platform here, Archive Urban Rich Radio, because we would like to, you know, for all artists, like you say, the ones you have heard and the ones you haven't heard, to get heard. Not everybody has a chance, you know, so we putting it out there and we're getting the word out all over worldwide. We have had artists from the UK, Canada, people listening in from Australia. Major shout out to everybody that's listening right now. We got a chat room, it's live. So, you know, if you want to check out a chat room, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/IJiveUrbanRichRadio. It's crazy, though, right now.
Yeah, this is, I appreciate you having me on. This is, you know, great. I love what you're doing. And I think that you, you know, make sure you keep doing what you're doing. And I wish you success in, you know, your radio program. It's great that you allow, you know, the types of people that you have on your radio station on. And, you know, big ups to you.
Well, thank you. We just want to, you know, we just want to have people like you because you are doing it. You really doing it. And we just want to let everybody know what you're doing. You are, you all over. Y'all know, we know you all over. But, you know, it might be somebody in Charlotte, North Carolina that's tuned in that they may have never heard of you. But we want to let everybody know what you're doing. And that's why we brought you here today, because you are doing something good. And that's why we're here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I just tell everybody that is out there that's trying to either be a writer, a producer, an artist, you know, it's a lot of work, and, you know, the road has its ups and downs, and it won't be easy to, you know, achieve your dreams, but just be smart and stick with it, and, you know, especially in the music industry, understand that it's more a business than it is music, you know, so if you don't got your business mind right, it's not you won't be as successful at it. You have to try to understand where the music industry is going, especially when everybody can get music for free. It's kind of like, why would somebody buy music when they can get it for free? So, you know, trying to understand how to, you know, navigate between free music and music that people buy is, you know, it's tough, but it's possible. So, you know, just be smart and stick in it, and you'll be good.
Exactly. And you know what I like about you, I mean, I know you've been doing it a while, but what I like also is, you know, if it's something you have a passion for, you're going to go to school, you're going to get educated. I saw that you went to school for music as well. That's amazing.
I went to school at the University of Hartford, Hart School. I did music business and finance, and it was a cool experience. I personally know it might be a little weird, but I would say for, if you're trying to be a writer or a producer, I think that going to school for music and business is kind of not the way to go. I think a lot of it you can learn on your own and not pay $30,000 for. But if you're trying to be an entertainment attorney or, you know, something like that, then it definitely, you know, would be beneficial and necessary. But not to do what I'm doing. You know, you can just pick up a book on your own and teach yourself. The most important things are really the internships and the types of people that you work with, you know, to be an artist and producer.
Exactly. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to take a music break, and we're going to come back and get to know a little bit more about Cadis. So just hold tight, okay? All right. Here we go. We're going to take it back, y'all. We're taking it back to the old school. We have Rex in Effect. Here we go. Rump shaker.
I did a short film that I just released 2 days ago
And you can catch those on my website, officialkadis.com, and Kadis is KADIS.com. And, you know, so I'm working hard at doing a release for an independent, you know, mixtape project come January. Outside of that, you know, as a producer, we're going to be in the studio this week with Mario and working on his new project and working on the Usher project and the Trey Songz project, like I said. So those are the things that I'm, you know, focused on right now and finishing up, you know, this Audio Push project. And that's really it right now, just staying focused and, you know, producing and writing takes up the bulk of my time.
Well, I know producing is a lot, especially writing too, because like you said, you don't really get time to hear the other music that's out there. So you're so busy working. So I know that can take up a lot of time, just putting some things together for other people.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and you know, trying to balance the time between, you know, doing my personal project and then working on other people's projects, and you know, being a writer, a producer, you know, it's a lot of work, and you know, doing my project, you know, by myself, you know, is, you know, takes up a lot of time too. It's a lot of brain work, a lot of brainstorming, and you know, it can become exhausting, but it's worth it. It's fun, and you know, I wouldn't change anything, you know. So,
well, that's great. That is great, honey. I see it now. It's just like I can just see you worldwide right now, working with everybody.
Yes, that's crazy. This year is gonna be a great year for Sean and I. A lot of great things happening. You know, we were just a couple months back, we were on VH1 on the Brandy show. Forgot that we're gonna be going in with Brandy to work on her new album. You know, we were on television, and that was cool. You know, a good experience to do a couple shows with her. You know, that was fun, and you know, so we did another BET show where they sent a singer into the studio with us, brought all the cameras in. That show should be airing soon. So it's cool. It's just working, and I forgot. We did the score to the Honey 2 movie with Jessica Alba. Did the music for the whole movie, and yeah, that movie's out overseas right now. It's getting ready to be released here in the States in the next couple of months. So, you know, that's another project that we just finished working on. So we're busy, just doing a lot of work.
Yes, you are. So how does it feel that how you work for so long and so hard that you're like finally getting recognized for everything you're doing? How does that feel?
It's gratifying to know that people respect your work. You know, when I started doing music, I just did music because it was fun, you know, and to get to a place where people actually love to listen to what you create, you know, and will pay you for your work, the work that I did for free years ago, you know, it's amazing. And I wake up every day and I get in my car and I just, you know, right before I get in my car, it's the same experience every day. I look at my car, you know, and I'm just like, look at my car and where I live and being in LA. And it's not a materialistic thing. It's more of just like, wow, I can't believe that music allows me to wake up and go about my day the way that I want to go about it. It allows me to drive, you know, a nice car and live in a nice neighborhood. And I respect the blessing that you know, has that I've been allowed to have, and I cherish it, and I work hard every day, you know, to make sure that I can live the life that I want to live, you know, and it's just an awesome experience and a humbling experience because, you know, not everybody gets to wake up every day and do what they love to do. So, you know, I'm very thankful for that.
Exactly. I mean, I feel you 100% because that's how I feel about this radio station, this platform I've created. I enjoy waking up every morning. People say, well, you're up early every day and you go to bed late because guess what? It's something you love to do, and I know you're like that. It's like you can't even sleep. It's like you like, okay, let me get some rest so I can wake up in the morning, get started for a new day. Because you know you need that rest. I know you need that rest to get that, you know, boost of energy for that following day. How is it? Do you ever get tired or you have those days where you don't even get no sleep?
Well, I mean, I work myself to the point where my brain hurts, like, and I can't help it. It's just because I love what I'm doing and I want to be the best at what I do, and I will just work myself until, I mean, just a couple weeks ago, and I hate that I do this, and my mom has always talked about it, you know, since I started. You know, she'd always find balance. She just always would talk to me about trying to find balance in my life, you know, because the whole earth is about balance, cooling and heating itself, and it's the same thing within our lives, our own personal lives. And I have a hard time of finding balance in terms of getting up and going to work out and making sure I eat 3 meals a day. And, you know, for me, it's like work, 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 work. So I'll get into a schedule. I go to the gym and I'm working out every day. I'll get, you know, my six-pack back and I got my tricep, you know, everything just looking right. And then next, you know, I get into this work mode and then I won't go to the gym for, you know, 2 months. And so, and then next, you know, I'm in the bed for 4 days resting, can't do anything because I work myself, you know, to the bone. So that's my problem that I have.
I know that could be a problem. You in the bed for about 4 days. You're really wearing yourself down then.
That's how I do. It just happened to me recently. So, you know, but, you know, that's just how I am. I just work. That's how hard I work. And I try to change it, and I try to get myself to be right. But it's just so hard when you love what you do and you have. I'm so passionate about, you know, the life that I'm living that I work that hard. So it's a gift and a curse.
Well, you're doing it, honey. You got to do it some kind of way. A lot of people, you're working with a lot of people. I see. Is there anybody that you will like to work with next that you haven't already?
I would love to get in the studio and work with Neo. I think he's an amazing songwriter. There's a few other people. Beyonce, we were very close to getting on her project. It didn't work out the way we thought it would, but, you know, hopefully her next project will definitely be on that. And, you know, so there's a few superstars that we haven't got to touch yet. So, it's a journey, but we got credits on a lot of top artists. There's a few more that we got to reach out and get to, so.
Well, that would be amazing that if you work with Beyonce. Love her.
yep. It's soon. Not too far away.
I have a cousin that plays the guitar for Beyonce. Y'all look her up. Divinity Walker. She goes by the name of Divinity. So, yeah, that's my cousin. She's out of Atlanta.
Awesome.
And she plays the guitar for Beyonce.
Awesome. That's dope.
Yeah. Well, again, we are so grateful to have you on right now and to learn about all that you are doing. You're doing so, so much, and we're excited. Is there, what I want to know, is there anybody that has influence you to continue to push it on? I know there's artists that you would like to work with, but is it somebody that influenced you to do what you're doing right now?
In terms of somebody that I met or just an artist in general?
Anybody, a singer, a songwriter, a producer, anybody that has influenced you to continue on?
Well, when we're in the studio with some of these artists, you know, the Estelles and some of these top artists, and then they get a chance to hear my work and to hear what I'm working on, my personal stuff, it's always like, wow, I had no idea that you were doing X, Y, and Z with your own stuff. That, you know, and that's encouraging to hear the people that I look up to look at me and, you know, love to listen to what I'm doing and are impressed with the work that I'm doing for myself. And so that's inspiring. I get inspired from those experiences. And really, the people that inspire me, you know, are like the Michael Jacksons and the Princes and the Stevie Wonders, you know, those are the greats, you know. So I want to walk in those people's footsteps, you know. That's a tall ladder to climb, but, you know, I will make sure I give it my best, and, you know, I figure I'll be all right, you know, with my work ethic and my musical ability.
I agree. So, Kaytus, what else we can expect from you in the near future, I'd say 3 to 5 years from now?
3 to 5 years from now, I think 3 years from now, Kaytus will be a premier top producer, songwriter, artist. And I will have grown Roz Music will have grown its brand to be household names, especially amongst people in the music industry. And I think that, you know, we'll be on top of the charts, dominating the charts very soon. And that's what you're gonna see from me and from Sean. I think there's gonna be a lot of we're gonna do a lot of philanthropy work and get into charities, do more charitable events, you know, those types of things. If I weren't doing music and I had the finances to just live the rest of my life without care, then I think I would probably just do charity work, you know, around the world. And that's the stuff that I want to get into, you know, in the next couple of years.
Wow. Y'all heard it here first. Kaytus, you seem like a very, very humble person. I commend you for wanting to get in the community and do charitable work. That's amazing that you even said that. And I just commend you on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes. And, you know, we're winding it down here, but let everybody know how they can contact you via Facebook, Twitter, or your website. Give out all the info that they will need in case they want to contact you.
Well, all you got to do is remember one name, Official Kaytus. Everything Official Kaytus. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, my .com. Everything is Official Kaytus. If you just do the / Official Kaytus on anything, you'll pull me up on just about every social networking site. So just Official Kaytus. My website is officialkaytus.com, and you can get to all of everything, Twitter, YouTube, everything right from my actual website. So, you know, it's not hard. Just Official Kaytus anything. And check out my two videos. Leave a comment, subscribe. Hit me up on Twitter, friend me on Facebook, reach out. I speak to everybody. If anybody has any questions, needs help with anything, you got a song you want me to hear, or I listen to just about everybody's music that we get sent to us, and I do respond to everybody. You know, even if it's not the response that you want, I will respond.
Well, Curtis, don't forget about us here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. I know you're doing big things. You know, tell everybody about this station and let them know that they're welcome. We're here, and we're here to support you guys and everything you're doing.
Awesome, awesome. I'll put you in contact if you need. I got, you know, Audio Push. I got a bunch of, you know, artists, especially up-and-coming artists, got to sign the major labels, you know, that would love to be on your show. So,
oh, I definitely will be contacting you after the show.
Well,
DMing.
Okay. All right, I got you.
All right. Well, we thank you again. You're welcome to come back anytime. Don't let it be your first, cause, you know, and your last, because I know you doing so many projects, and you can come on and let everybody know what's going on at the time, and you can, you know, come on, be a co-host anytime, and you're welcome here, and we are just thankful to have you.
All right, awesome. Thank you. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and I will definitely let everybody know to check you out.
Thank you so much. We always let our artists know, and we always have this saying, you know, we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we leave by saying God bless.
Yes. Enjoy it.
Thank you. You're just listening to Kadus. Kadus is a producer, singer, songwriter. Y'all, he's doing major, major things in California. Look him up, Official Kadus on Twitter. He also has a website, Official Kadus Everything, y'all. Check him out. He's doing major things. Right now, we want to go to some music. Yes, we have the Charlie Boy Gang. Do shoddy.
This is a dream.
Shawty got a check and she was scared to run to it. Shawty drive a bed and she don't rock, never knew it. Told her do it, shawty do it. Do it, shawty do it. Do it, shawty do it. Told her do it, shawty do it. In the rack on her dress, said the Molly man to it. And when she goes shopping, shawty guaranteed to do it. Told her do it, shawty do it. Do it, shawty do it. Do it, shawty do it. Told her do it, shawty do it. Shawty got her own house, got her own whip. When she fall through the club, she be going through the bill. Got a park valet, pay the bus boy tip. Buy a bottle for the team, she don't take that brother tip. She rock Louis V glasses, a diamond on the lip. Hair down the back with the black and blunt tip. Got a tattoo of some hands on the ass. Down the hill, spin a rack of lingerie and spend the rest on here. Shawty independent, she pay her own bill. By the check, she gon' tell you no deal. Got a purse full of Harlem, and she gon' run through it. When I see her in the spot, I'll swim through it. Shawty do it. Shawty got a check, and she was scared to run through it. Shawty drive a bed, and she don't rock, never knew it. Told her do it, Shawty do it. Do it, Shawty do it. Do it, Shawty do it. Told her do it, Shawty do it. In the rack, on the dress, said the Molly's name to it. And when she goes shopping, Shawty guaranteed to do it. Told her do it. Green light, green light, man, shot a young with it.
Shout out, got a check and she was scared to run through it. Shout out, drive a bed and she don't rock, never knew it. Told her, do it, shout out, do it. Do it, shout out, do it. Do it, shout out, do it. Told her, do it, shout out, do it. Spin the rack on the dress, said the mall is mad to it. And when she goes shopping, shout out, guaranteed to do it. Told her, do it, shout out, do it. Do it, shout out, do it. Do it, shout out, do it. Told her, do it, shout out, do it.
Alive. see you doing, daddy, please don't stop. What? You got me, keep going, I'm open for ya. Tell me you can handle it if I don't freak you off. Yeah. Baby, cause I can figure you out and it's making me crazy. I don't want no ifs, and buts, or no maybes. So what are you saying? It's either you in or you out, baby, what you about?
You can go down, hands on your knee, girl, whistle to the ground. Whistle to the ground, girl, whistle to the ground. Whistle to the ground, girl, go break it down.
You can go up, you can go down, hands on your knee, girl, whistle to the ground. You can go up, you can go down.
keep on walking, yeah. Oh, oh. So I keep on walking, yeah. So as I keep on walking, my enemies keep talking. No one has seen me reach my goal. And as I keep on walking, my enemies keep talking. No one has seen me reach my goal. Jamie. And that's why me make sure say a prayer. Make sure me heal the most high, the Messiah. No look on me, always on fire. The Babylon, I look young people for higher. So I could have never joined them policy. I agree with them social philosophy. Cause them a try win we can't put vanity. With them socialize and them feeling the economy. As I keep on walking, my enemies keep talking. No one has seen me reach my goal. And as I keep on walking, my enemies keep talking me. No one has seen me reach my goal. Ooh, yeah. It's so great that you can look back by your life and you know so you lived it well. Overwhelming. Still got your soul and vanity you never did sell. So amazing, and your life you live and you never live someone else. No, 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 no. As I keep on walking, my enemies keep talking. No one has seen me reach my goal. Ooh. And as I keep on walking, my enemies keep talking. No one has seen me reach my goal.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is.
the way it is.
Make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and put back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. Every town number two can say it ain't cool. I didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Right,
that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
Hello.
Y'all, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in to the Divine Nikki Rich live on iJive Urban Rich Radio, the hottest radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina. And she's definitely
keep cranking, baby.
Hello, Paula. You're on the air with Miss Nikki Rich. How are you doing?
I'm good, Nikki. How you doing?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. Yes, yes. Tell us your name and where you calling from and what you got going on.
Okay, name's Joaquin from House Studio DC, a.k.a. that singer from House Studio DC, housestudiodc.com. I'm actually in the car right now with my whole the Bank Entertainment family, with my man Vito Brown, coming from a video shoot out in Baltimore. So that's where I'm calling you from.
Wow, y'all getting in on this Labor Day holiday. Y'all doing a big video.
Yeah, it never stops. We just finished filming this video right now. Now we're about to head over to a pool party. So, you know, we got to keep it moving. We stay grinding.
Wow, I wish I was there where y'all at.
yeah. We in Baltimore now. We're about to head over to Rockville and just to show our faces. You know, we probably headed to Lux Lounge tonight. So if y'all in the area, meet us at Lux Lounge tonight.
Wow, that's nice. And you said, let everybody know about House Studios.
Yeah, it's House Studio DC, www.housestudiodc.com. We're probably the biggest studio in the DMV right now. We're off 12th Street, Northeast DC. Come check us out, man. We're doing big things.
Well, keep doing it, honey. Keep doing it. We played your single, Deeper, earlier.
Yeah, I hope nobody didn't get pregnant, you know what I mean? One of the side effects.
Yes. We got you in rotation over here. So,
yeah, I'm
loving it.
I appreciate what y'all doing over there.
Yeah, we have you featured, too, on our website at ijiveirmanrichradio.blogspot.com as well.
Yeah, you know, everybody should go check that out, you know what I'm saying? Put a face to a name.
Yes. So let everybody know if they would like to contact you, how could they do that?
Yeah, if y'all want to check me out, you can catch me on Twitter at J_Penn_IT. That's J Pennant. You can also catch me on Amazon and iTunes. We Stay Grinding on that Vito Brown, I Am Vito Brown album. You can check me on Facebook, Joaquin Evans. And you can definitely catch me at the store, housestudiodc.com. Songs called Deeper. Download that.
All right. Well, you know, we cannot wait till you come to iJive. I know you're busy and everything, but we're going to have to set up some time to sit personally and talk to you, you know, and get to know what you got going on.
Oh, yeah, we definitely going to come out around your way, and we definitely want you to come through the house, too. Yeah, we definitely need this Nikki in the building, so come through House Studio D.C. Let's take a tour.
Yeah, I need to come out there for real.
Oh, yeah, it's serious business, and your station definitely upgrade things.
What you say?
I say, yeah, it's real serious business. I have a studio DC, and your face being around will definitely be an upgrade. So, you know, we don't mind pretty faces
in
the building.
I would love to come out. I would love to. I mean, y'all doing major things out there, taking over.
Oh, yeah. Real soon. They might not know about us now, but they're going to know about us real soon.
Exactly. And I'm loving your music already. I'm loving it.
Thank you very much, miss.
Well, we just wish you all the best. We want y'all to keep doing what you're doing. And we need to set that date up.
Oh, yeah, we will. We're going to set that up. Y'all make sure y'all check out Joaquin, housestudiodc.com. Check out that song, Deeper. It's a storm. Check out Deeper. And also check out that Vito Brown, We Stay Grinding, me and him.
We will. We will be playing it, I'm telling you. We got it already.
You keep spinning the hits.
Exactly. Well, we thank you for tuning in to iJive. Like I say, we wish you all the best. Much love and success.
All right. Thank you very much. Shout out to Miss Nikki, iJive. All right, y'all get out of
here. All right. And you know what? I know y'all be in the studio a lot. I'm going to have to get me a drop for iJive, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the studio every day. So you let me know when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. You just make the drop.
I got you. I got you. I'm going to talk to the studio manager tomorrow. We're going to set that up.
Okay. Well, thank
you
so
Nikki,
much.
I'm out of here. Yeah, I got to get to this pool party, so this next venue.
Okay.
And well,
I'll
definitely catch
up with you later. All righty. Y'all heard it first. Joaquin, Deeper. All right. We winding the show down. This is a special weekend. We had a special guest, Kadis, in the building. We're winding things down on this Labor Day weekend. It's awesome, y'all. This has actually been an awesome experience because this is not normally one of our days. Our Saturday, you know, it's kind of different, but I'm liking it. I'm enjoying it. It's more of a laid-back day today. I feel like it's not too much hard work today. But we're going to go ahead and wind things down And we want to say thank you to everybody that called in, everybody that's tuned in the chat room, on podcast, on iTunes right now. Shout out to you guys, everybody that's listening right now on our blog spot. You're everywhere, everywhere in the world right now. Thank you guys, from me to you. Also, just to let you know, we are on Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also call in. And if you call in, you got to press 1. You can call in at 1-323-580-5749. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. I'm Miss Nikki Rich. This is iJive Urban Rich Radio, and we're out, and we leave tonight with Ronnie Covington, Puppet Master.
My puppet master control my soul, control my life. She pulled my strings. Love it though. Girl, don't let me go. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. My puppet master control my life. Tonight I got plans on drowning in your water. She keep me hotter. Man down. Girl, take my hand. Soul and took my hands and grabbed her wings. I cannot fall, clumsy me. I be kissing everywhere. All I do is beat up balls. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me what I see. A sexy girl behind me, straight in lingerie, in all white, red bone. I call her Lisa Ray. My sunny dinner, first choice. She's a runner. Yeah, she's a runner. And I'm a bad plumber. All I do is make a leak, and she make me weak. Yeah, eyes are free. I cannot lie, girl. You just really caught my eye. My puppet master control my life. Tonight I got plans on drowning in your water. She keep me hotter. Man down. Girl, take my hand and save my life.
They even munch with ease. Yeah, they slick, they even slide with grease. Shake them off, pull them off, kill them off, all the course. Yeah, you add the hot sauce. I know what you're playing for. Call it short arm, but I reach for more. You got me backpedaling. You make me wanna sing. I'll be your own Billy Ocean, yeah.
My brother master control my life. Tonight I got plans on drowning. Water, she keep me hotter. Man down, girl, take my hand.
You are now listening to iJive Urban Rich Radio with the one and the only Nikki Rich.